Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I adore film. Well, a lot of films. Hook, not so much. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from my parents' basement on Monday, July 15th, 2 Oceans 13. Yesterday at 4:20, I did a Benson movie interruption of Hook at Cinefamily in L.A., with co-interrupters Harmar Superstar, Mae Whitman, and Brendan Walsh, and I'll play the opening moments for you at the conclusion of this shorty. And last night, it finally happened, the Super Tournament of Championships with John Hamm, Matt Bronger, and Sam the Mam Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine, tearing it up at Largo in Los Angeles. The ep is 90 minutes of Leonard Maltin game action, and if you're listening to this right now, if you take the time to listen to the minis, I know you will dig it. Wednesday, we added a 10 o'clock stand-up show in San Diego at American Comedy Co. Doug Loves Movies is sold out. So you have options. You could go see Comedy Bang Bang over at House of Blues, or you could come to my 10 o'clock stand-up show and bring a name tag because the Leonard Maltin game will be played. Yeah, and I'm doing a full-blown Doug Loves Movies taping at the Punchline in Atlanta next Sunday, July 21st. Looking forward to returning to the Zombie Barn. Now, some Hook hating, and as always, people who lie about being in their parents' basement are a shithead.
Hey, everybody. Thank you, Hadrian.
Put that one there.
Hello. I'm in kind of a slow mode today, which is good because I'm not a fan of this movie. And, I'm just going to sleep through it. And then a rough weekend. But thank you for coming, and thank you for coming even though I'm going to make fun of it, because I know there's a place in a lot of people's heart for the movie Hook. My heart is full of good cinema, and about 10 or 15 Spielberg movies that are bad. I think it might be my least favorite Steven Spielberg movie. And that's a competition. There's a few that I don't like. But I think it wins, maybe. Directed by him, anyway. But wasn't the story that he had to kind of take over a troubled production or something? I don't do any research. But I am excited to, you know, finally show it in front of people, so I can at least show them, at least make you feel how I feel about it. Even if it doesn't work, even if you walk out still a lover of Hook. God bless you. I'm glad that you can hang on to that. And I would like you to help me in welcoming the people that are going to be co-interrupting with me today. My friends, Mae Whitman, Harmar Superstar, and Brendan Walsh.
But you could sit next to your friend. Oh, yeah, do it like that. I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. Whatever you guys want. Here you go.
Thank you.
Microphone for you.
Thank you.
One for you. Yeah, just sit right there.
All right.
That's Brendan Walsh, everybody. I'm seeing for him individually. See him some individual applause.
What are you, you're turning off your phone? Is that what you're doing?
Turning it down.
You got some important Bastille Day texts coming in. You don't want to miss.
Is that today?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think they call it La Fête Nationale, but again, I don't do any research, so I don't know if that's right or if I'm saying it right. And Brendan has interrupted multiple movies here, and I asked you to come do this, and I think you said yes before I even told you it was Hook.
Yeah, I think I probably did it.
Yeah,
I always had fun doing it.
It's fun doing it, no matter what it is, right?
We'll see.
But have you seen Hook?
I probably saw Hook when I was a kid. When did it come out?
So it didn't, you don't love it like a lot of people?
No, it didn't make an impression on me.
Okay. Good. Yeah, Mae Whitman is here, everybody. She is also the voice of Tinkerbell.
It's true.
In the latest Tinkerbell cartoon.
It's the only voice, Doug. She used to speak in jingles.
Well, so now it's just you and Julia then.
Now it's just
Julia Roberts. I want you here today to talk some smack.
I'm ready to talk smack, actually. I'm ready. I always had a problem with it, and I think I'm going to have a problem with it now.
Yeah, keep that anger. I like it. And the one and only Harmar Superstar, you guys. Yeah, I love it. Let's go. Do people call you like Harmar just conversationally?
Yeah, a lot of people kind of pick between Sean.
HM.
HM
would be good.
Baby.
What's up, HM?
Like baby.
Yeah. But Sean is your given name.
Yes.
And where did the name Harmar Superstar come from?
It's the name of a mall in suburban St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's right. I was just in Minneapolis, and I got a little earful about that from some people. He's named after a mall here.
What the fuck?
I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's why we do this part of the show, so we can test your mics and make sure you're maybe if you screwed over a little bit to your right, we just try not to sit too close to my
mic. I'm just going
to
try real hard, no problem.
Don't cross the streams is what is the important thing to remember.
I think we worked it out.
It sounds
gorgeous.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
It's beautiful.
You probably show up for your sound check. I don't really do that.
I do sometimes.
Yeah, because your sound has to be really good.
It has to be top notch.
I got to see you perform in Austin, and I have to say, and tell everyone to check you out live. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks, man.
Really fun. And I got to do your podcast, too.
Nocturnal Emotions.
Nocturnal Emotions. And people can listen to that on the iTunes and what have you.
The Earwolf.
Yeah, and how do you feel about Hook?
You know, it came out in like 91. I was 13. It was really a difficult time for me. So. I don't really remember much about it. I remember going and kind of probably focusing more on like the women, the children, girls around me. Hey, I was 13.
Yeah.
Who do you think they love it the most?
Like you are just the biggest Hook fan. Where are you at? Raise your hand if you think you're the biggest Hook fan.
You are? How old were you when it came out?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
91.
Figure it out. And don't ever get pulled over for driving drunk, because you will fail. Well, how old?
8.
8. Okay, so that's probably the answer right there.
Yeah.
13 is a little too old, a little too interested in girl ladies.
Yeah.
Children girls.
Baby girls, children girls.
Children
girls. Yeah, you're too interested in that for Hook, because it's really, it's just about a bunch of little boys. I believe, isn't there like a half pipe in it? Are the kids on Neverland, don't they get some skateboard?
It's super cool.
Oh, so stupid. All right, well, it's 2 hours and 20 minutes long, so, yeah.
I know that.
They don't get to fucking Neverland
like 40 minutes into the movie. You don't see Hook until 40 minutes into the movie. Hook! It's called Hook! Let's sit around an hour to see this kid learn where that horse is. So everybody enjoy.
Didn't he do it as a Jaws, too? You don't see Jaws.
Yeah, and E.T., I think it's kind of the thing he got into. War Horse, you see him right out of the gate. Because he finally figured out nobody gives a shit about all that build-up for the title character.
How long into it do you see Schindler?
You don't see him right away,
but you see a guy with the list pretty early on. Checking off names.
All right. So glad the Holocaust came up, because Hope might as well be about the Holocaust. That's how much fun I think it is. But I'm going to have fun watching it today with you guys. Thank you so much for coming. Let's do it. Hey!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in